With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Governor Kristi Noem says she anticipates considering calling a special legislative session to spend more than $900 million in coronavirus stimulus money. During an interview with the Sioux Falls Downtown Rotary, she says that's something she might do if the federal government does not extend a December deadline to spend the funds. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
The CARES Act gives governors latitude to spend those relief dollars. Governor Noem says she'd prefer the legislature meet during a normal session to decide how to spend the roughly $900 million left over. She says that would allow for committee hearings and floor debates to have time to make a wise decision. But the legislature will meet about 2 weeks after the deadline to spend those dollars. Noem wants that December 30th deadline extended.
That's what we're asking for. And if we don't, then we will make sure that we have a plan coming forward where the legislature will be a part of making sure that we know where it goes and how it gets spent and that it's the right place. But what would happen is the language would have to change in a federal bill.
Governor Noem says the state has fared the pandemic storm well thus far. She attributes that to keeping businesses open, cutting state spending, and federal spending that reached the state. State Senator Reynold Nessaba is a Democrat from Sioux Falls. The economics teacher at Augustana University says those federal programs, like paycheck protection and additional unemployment benefits, have run out. He says the state should have been proactive in creating a plan for the CARES Act money. He says the state doesn't have one.
The CARES Act was passed as a stimulus. The point was that the money was moving from the federal government down to the state level so that states could administer and direct those funds to their best purposes. But it's not a stimulus if it doesn't get spent.
Nessaba says the governor could appoint a task force comprised of lawmakers and community members to come up with grant opportunities for affected industries. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
The South Dakota Department of Labor is sharing a new list of hot careers. Truck driving tops the list with 1,100 annual job openings in the state. The average pay is $44,000 per year. Next are registered nurses with about 900 annual openings. The average pay is $60,000. Rounding out the top five are carpenters, sales representatives, and accountants. The full list is available on the Department of Labor's website. Careers that make the list show projected growth for the next several years. They have more openings than the average for all careers, and they pay more than the average wage across the state. The University of Wyoming announced that a South Dakota-based utility company would partner with the School of Energy Resources to research how to burn coal with little to no carbon emissions. The department announced the partnership late last week. The company, Black Hills Energy, will help the school test a new technology called flameless pressurized oxyfuel. The technology burns fuel such as coal or gas without emitting the same amount of pollutants or carbon dioxide into the environment. The company will provide scientists and resources to aid in the research. Black Hills Energy provides electricity to customers in 8 states.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.